This is your QCCR News Update. I'm Rick Conrad. A Liverpool call center has been ordered to pay almost $200,000 to 69 former employees it laid off last March. In a May 1st order by Nova Scotia's Labor Standards Division, Global Empire Corporation must pay the laid-off workers a total of $193,115. That's because the company failed to give proper notice, as outlined under Nova Scotia's Labor Standards Code. In a mass layoff of 10 to 99 employees, a company must give at least 8 weeks' notice or pay instead of notice. The decision amounts to pay of 5 weeks and 1 day for most laid-off workers. Two are entitled to 5 weeks and 2 days' pay. According to the reasons accompanying the order, Global Empire terminated 74 people on March 15, 2024, 3 weeks after it issued layoff notices on February 26, and before the original termination date of April 19. Before the layoffs, about 120 people worked at the call center. Deborah Lalonde McDonald, who moved to the area a few years ago from Ontario, was one of those people who lost her job. She filed a complaint with the Nova Scotia Labor Standards Division shortly after the layoff. She provided QCCR with a copy of the decision. Lalonde McDonald told QCCR that management assured employees that their jobs were secure despite the February layoff notice.
There was just an abundance of reassurance from our management that it was a precautionary and that our jobs were very secure, but due to labor standards and adherence to them, they were obligated to provide us with that notice at that time. For many, it was tragic, especially who had moved out of province to come here and work. Many who, like myself, earning paycheck to paycheck to get that those bills paid down. For my personal situation, it was, after 3 years of a local job search with valid skills and exhausting so many employers in the community, it was challenging.
According to the decision by Labor Standards Officer Kyle Berry, the Liverpool call center lost a contract with Lifeline Systems Company on March 1, 2024. Lifeline, which provides medical alert services, claimed that Global Empire wasn't fulfilling its obligations under the contract it signed in November 2021. Lifeline said the call center failed in providing guaranteed minimum number of agents per month, the minimum number of service hours, and meeting average speed of answer obligations. The call center, however, said in its February layoff notice that it needed 130 employees to cover the Lifeline work and that it was never able to hire that many people. It also blamed minimum wage increases in Nova Scotia, a lack of affordable housing in Liverpool, and the provincial government for not following through on promised payroll rebates. In the ruling, labor standards officials said Global Empire didn't do enough to avoid the layoff. They said there was nothing sudden about the problems the company says prevented it from reaching the required staffing levels from the beginning of the agreement with Lifeline. For her part, Lalonde McDonald says she's not celebrating yet. The company has 10 days to appeal the order to the province's labor board. If it does, that would further delay a payout to employees.
With the appeal process pending, only time will tell. Should they be able to collect, that would be fantastic. A relief for us all, because it was hard news for so many to receive. Getting this news, it's hard to be excited about it until the clock's ticking, right? We'll see. I'd be excited to know that we had policymaker support that would ensure that money's collected. All we can do is hope that that order to pay is strong enough so that the 69 of us that have been deemed entitled to our 5 weeks of pay in lieu of notice, that we actually receive it.
She said she's upset that municipal and provincial governments didn't provide more support to the former employees of Global Empire in Liverpool. The Region of Queens signed a long-term lease with the company in December 2021 to move into a municipally owned building. At the time, it was the company's only Canadian location. In early February 2024, the company wanted to renegotiate its lease with the region, saying it was using half the space it originally signed up for. The region signed a new lease with the company on February 1st. It was approved by council in a closed-door session on February 13th. The lease has never been made public. Mayor Scott Christian said he's not familiar with the terms of the lease since it was signed before he was elected. He said it's problematic when employers in the community are found to have violated labor rules, but he said it doesn't mean the region should impose its own values on one of its tenants.
It's too bad that operation hasn't been successful and that there have been layoffs and that they never really were able to stand up the labor force to be able to make that vibrant and successful operation. I think that is regrettable.
The Department of Labor, Skills, and Immigration would not comment on the ruling or say whether the company has appealed or honored the order to pay back wages. Neither the company nor its lawyer responded to requests for comment. That's your QCCR News Update, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more on this and other stories, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.